Your nightly Woody, Monday through Thursday evenings on Wired.
Your Monday night number two on Saskatoon's Most Wanted. Kesha, Your Love Is My Drug. Tonight's number one, up in a bit. First, we're going to hear a bit more from Nickelback and my antics on Saturday. Oh my goodness. It was absolutely ridiculous. And I managed to get in, like, backstage at the back of CUC, like, snuck myself in. None of this is official, and it was just all a bit dodge. Guy from EMI spotted me, and he was not happy, and he was going to kick me out, but I showed him, like, ID and stuff. I proved to him that I worked at Wired. He rang the station. He spoke to Matt Fosse. Oh, it was crazy. Anyway, got an interview with him. Here's another question I asked him on Saturday. Shelby from our Y96.3 Facebook page gave me this question, actually, so thanks for her. Thank you very much for this question. I asked them, what was the moment that you knew you made it in your career?
Me personally, Dave Letterman show for me. I went from working at a music store to, like, 2 months later, I was in New York, and I was playing. I remember Paul Schaefer was just staring at me like this, grooving, and the band. So I was Three Doors Down at that point, and the band, we stopped, and David Letterman goes, "That's a pretty good band." Paul Schaefer goes, "Good band, great drummer." I was like, "Yes,
what genius moment." What about for you?
When Daniel was on David Letterman, actually, yes. That was one of my. That was when I know we'd made it.
Wait,
that doesn't make sense. I didn't know you at this time. No, I didn't. I don't know. It had to be either when we got our first record deal, where I actually didn't have to worry about the next paycheck, where the food's coming next time, or when I got recognized at a urinal. That's another time. And you know what? I hadn't done porn in so long. I didn't think it was. I was pretty sure it wasn't that.
Hey, this is your boy Ricky J, and you tuned in with Woody right here on Wired 96.3.
Thanks for that, Ricky. I don't have to do my job. Actually, I did a sweet job Saturday afternoon. I snuck myself into CUC. You've heard the stories. All right. And another question from the interview. This was such a dodgy one because I was looking at him thinking, do I ask? I was already in enough crap. I shouldn't have been there in the first place. I've scored an interview with the band. And what do I go and ask them? What do you say to people that think all your songs sound the same?
I don't usually even talk to those kind of people. It's like, and any kind of response is kind of just, you're treading upstream anyway. Because any band can defend themselves as to why their stuff sounds similar. AC/DC sounds pretty similar too. So,
Metallica, I mean. But I mean, that's what people want. Like, people want more of the same. Like, I love when Master Puppets was awesome and then Justice came out. I'm like, okay, more of the same. Keep bringing it, you know?
I think I know what you're talking about. I've seen a piece on the internet about that. And it's interesting when you can speed it up to match the same key and then edit it to make it the same. It's pretty interesting. They don't talk about that, though. But you try not to give those people any kind of regard.
Saskatoon's All Hits.
All Hits.
Wired.
Wired 96.3.